The Independent People's Party, IPP, has called on the Electoral Commission to reverse its decision to disqualify its presidential candidate Kofi Apalu with immediate effect or face court action. The call was made by the party at a news conference in Accra. According to the General Secretary of the party, Bwedu Achampim, the decision by the EC is embarrassing. He said the reasons for the disqualification of their presidential candidate is incorrect, since the three subscribers who the EC claims have done multiple endorsements for different candidates never did so. Nana Prempe has the details.
The Electoral Commission on Monday, 10th October 2016, cleared four candidates out of 16 people who filed their nominations to contest for president in the December 7 polls, leaving 12 of the candidates disqualified. The decision certainly did not go down well with these parties, with some issuing ultimatum and others threatening lawsuits against the electoral body. The EC has, however, stated that it will not be distracted by the threats of lawsuit against it and has announced a refund of the filing fees to the disqualified candidates. At a press conference in Accra, the General Secretary of the Independent People's Party, Bwedu Achampim, said the decision by the EC is not only incorrect but also embarrassing in the international community. He indicated that the three subscribers whose endorsement for the IPP presidential candidate have become contentious are faithful party members who have never endorsed any other candidate but Mr. Apalu.
We, the IPP, are of no exception to this pressure of campaigning and the burden of financial expenditure. We strongly believe this occurrence is a spite in the face of our growing democracy and an embarrassment as well in the international community affecting Ghana's image. But we, the IPP, want to make it clear to all nationwide that the reasons upon which the EC disqualified our candidate is incorrect. The three subscribers in contention who are as follows. One, Alfred Yevuglo, voter ID number 12700136 32, and the second one being Dagadu Raymond, voter ID number 12700128 57, and the third one Edu Thomas, voter ID number 37030131114, are truly committed and strong members of our party and are consistently in touch with the national executives and therefore are no strangers at all to our party, the IPP, to warrant such an ordeal. Based upon this and other evidence gathered, we are calling on the EC to revoke its decision of disqualifying the IPP from the presidential election with immediate effect.
The presidential candidate for the IPP, Kofi Apalu, for his part, he hinted that the EC must reinstate him with immediate effect or meet the party in court.
The EC have disqualified me to contest the 2016 election on flimsy excuse. The EC is not being fair to me and also to IPP. So the EC should put me back. Other than that, we will go to court.
The three persons whose subscription for the IPP candidate have become contentious and for which reason Mr. Apalu was disqualified expressed their innocence. They further urged the EC to clear them of any wrongdoing and reinstate their presidential hopeful Mr. Apalu for the race in this year's elections.
Nana Prempe reporting.